Hello. I always push record like a second before I'm ready. I don't know. I guess I'm afraid that I'm gonna psych myself out or something. I just have to open the app and go. Okay, so you might hear some background noises. The dryer's going. It might beep. I'm sorry. But I unexpectedly have some time alone. And I thought, hey, I have an idea. I honestly didn't think I'd record this many ramble faps, and maybe I'll stop at some point. I don't know, but it's fun. Like, there's something really exciting about it and really scary, but fun. I'm touching myself right now, just with my hand, and it feels really good. One thing that I've been wanting to talk about is I was almost gonna be like, sorry if this is weird, but like, first of all, it's not that weird. Second, this is the place where you can be weird. It's okay. But sniffing my own underwear, I really don't like panties, so I'm gonna say underwear. I do it like every time I take them off to, you know, put them in the hamper, and I just like love how I smell. And I think it would be so hot if I were with someone who felt the same way and with like sneak sniffs of them, and if I'm out of town, maybe they would go through my laundry and have some to sniff. Or if they're going out of town, maybe they would bring a couple in their suitcase. I have the ones that I just took off, actually, right here. I'm so sorry, but, like, I smell so good. Like, and this is not me being like, and now here's me advertising that I'm gonna sell it, start. No, I'm not doing that. I literally just... It's something that I've done for so long that I didn't even think about. And now I'm like, oh. Like, especially after, like, a long day. I love that. Like, it just smells really good. So I think just that feeling when you're with someone and you just want to like almost meld into them, you know, like you just want to soak them up and absorb them. You're so into them that, yeah, you would like sniff their underwear. So fucking hot to me. Being desired that much. In sort of a, you know, very slightly depraved, naughty way. Or maybe that's something you would do in secret. Fuck. Sorry, just like really enjoying the feeling. I'm kind of in this weird predicament where I have decided for various personal reasons that I can't like respond to DMs anymore, which honestly is a bummer because I was really enjoying talking to a lot of you, and I mean, so many messages I would get would turn me on so much. I loved hearing people tell me how they were touching themselves to my audios and what I was doing to them. Oh my god, the dishwasher is also going. That's so funny. Yeah, so enjoy all those sounds if you can hear them. I'm just like sticking my finger inside me now. I feel very wet. Tastes good. I'm just gonna rub my fucking juices all over my clit. Fuck. Yeah, it's just, it's really, it's just, I don't know what any of you look like or sound like, and you're just these mystery people, and I it's really fucking hot that you're getting off to my and that you like also feel the need to tell me about it, because I don't know, either you want me to know that because you're like, oh, maybe that'll make her feel good, or if it turns you on to know that I'm reading that, it's all good, it's all hot. But I am in a committed long-term relationship, and I was kind of trying to keep that, like, to not really talk about that, just because this person didn't totally want me to, like, talk about them, and just to keep myself as anonymous as possible, but, I just had to give you, like, an explanation. It's not me being like, I got too busy or whatever. It's like, I am so turned on by your messages, and I was trying to figure out where the lines were, and it was like really difficult to navigate, because there's, you know, my relationship is the most important thing in the world to me, and their comfort, the fact that they're cool with me doing this, means a lot to me, because this is not really their type of thing, but they like that I'm happy. I'm gonna get my vibrator out. also, it was just difficult and tempting, and like I would feel guilty about stuff, you know, any responses that I would send, and it was stressful. But if you want to DM me, I absolutely will read it and will probably get off thinking about it. But yeah, it sucks because I was enjoying getting to know people and just chatting, but it's hard to separate, you know, even, it's just hard to separate and to know what's appropriate. And the dynamics are just weird, so. Oh, that's a little bit. Need to go a little lighter. And I have no actual desire to have relations outside of my relationship, but I can still fantasize because I fantasize about that a whole lot. About meeting you, and there wouldn't even have to be, like, we could just look at each other and know what we want. So, I don't know. I think some people have like a suggestion box type thing, which would be cool because I haven't run out of ideas and I keep thinking of more, but I'm afraid that will happen. And I would just also like to know what people want to hear. That would be just be informative for me. But then it could also be a place where if you just wanted to, like, anonymously tell me, like, obviously respectful, nasty things, okay? I'm a human being, not just a cum dumpster. Well, unless, you know, that's kind of the, unless I want to be, but, you know, unfortunately, you wouldn't get the satisfaction of a response. So I could see why that would not be worth it. But trust me, there will be a response in my pants. All right, let me grab my dildo. I am kind of not good at having like plans on what I'm going to talk about, but hopefully that's okay. Oh man, it's the big one because I just want to feel like filled up, but having to slowly inch it in there. I always forget that you can for some reason, I try not to make noises when I... Hold on. Oh, it's like a little bit cold. It feels so good. I've never been a huge dildo, like very into dildos. But now I fucking am, and I wanna like try different. Like I don't think I could get much bigger than this, but I could certainly give it a shot, you know? It feels good to just kind of take my time because usually I'm just like, all right, let me come as fast as possible, but I'm just kind of pumping it in and out. It feels so fucking good. In a way that I cannot describe. Oh. But I also wish that someone else were controlling it, because I want that element of surprise where you suddenly start. Oh. You start going faster. And like maybe it feels like a little bit too much, but the more that I can tell that you're into it, the hotter that is. Like I actually want it to be a little bit too intense and like hurt a little bit because you're getting so much pleasure out of it. And speaking of like pain, I really want to be tied up. Being vulnerable like that is honestly scary because I don't have as much control over like what's happening or how I look. Like I could be kind of stuck in a position where I'm worried that, I don't know, I just don't have control. Not that I like, I don't know, it's like I like to know that I could have the control, but I don't like to be in control. But I think the idea of actually not being able to move and just kind of being stuck could be really fucking hot. And giving my partner the and giving you the opportunity to just use me and do whatever you want to me, and I'm just gonna take it and I'm gonna like it, and I wanna have my hands and feet tied to the bed. I wanna be spread open for you. And like that vulnerable feeling. It's a little bit scary, but all I would need you to do is just enjoy it. I wouldn't feel self-conscious. I would just feel like I was being good for you. Oh. Oh my God. And I wanna like strain against the ropes. Have that little bit of pain. And I want to struggle underneath you, but you're like too strong and the ropes are too strong and you're holding me down and forcing me to feel good. And making me feel good. And I want you to tell me how fucking good I feel, how wet I am. How tight and warm. 'Cause I'm very tight. I might be too tight for you. And you pull yourself out of me and you make me taste me on you. Oh, I want you back in my pussy so bad. Oh, please get back in there. Bury yourself deep inside me. Can feel your balls hitting my ass. And I want my knees fucking like by my ears, like I want to be so wide open for you. You're just pushing your full weight on top of me. You're getting close and I'm getting close. Oh, I feel so fucking good. So filled up. Oh. just you're moaning and panting in my ear, and I'm biting into your shoulder because it's so intense. I don't want you to stop, but I don't know how much more I can take before I'm gonna come. I just need you to push me over the edge, please. I want you to say the shit you've been saying in my DMs in my ear. It's so fucking hot. I want you to pump your hot cum inside of me and push it in deeper and deeper. Oh my god. Yeah. You start coming, I'm gonna start coming. I'm such a fucking slut. Your cock. God. Oh. I got really into that one. Oh jeez. So wet. Like, I'm just a fucking mess. I kind of feel like I want to try to come again. This time with the vibrator inside of me. I was not planning to do that, but why the fuck not, right? Alright, where is that? It would be great. Alright, now I'm gonna put this one in me. This one's smaller, so we're just like focused on the G-spot. I know I already took it out and like licked it, so I'm kind of ruining the the storyline, but if you like stayed inside me after you came. Oh my god. Oh, and then I you started rubbing my clit while you were still inside of me. And then I could feel you getting hard again. It's okay if that's not actually something that you're physically able to do. Because it's a fantasy, you know? And I think maybe, maybe if we were together, we could make it happen. Like, imagine getting to fucking have your way with your favorite GWA people. I wasn't trying to say that I'm your favorite, and I was just let's be generous and say that I'm one of your favorites, okay? Don't tell me that that's not true. My poor fragile ego couldn't take it. Obviously I'm kidding. I've been doing it for a month. I'm not that full of myself. I can just feel it growing inside of me, but we're both really sensitive. So you're just kind of lying there for a bit, just getting harder and harder inside of me. And my clit is so sensitive. Oh, you keep rubbing it. And you're like slowly and sensually kissing me. Kissing my neck. My forehead. And that really like sweet kind of nurturing way. And I'm making those sounds you like, so pretty soon you have to start moving, because you want me to make more of them. Oh my god. And I'm still tied to the bed. I'm struggling more and more against the ropes. And when you take them off later, I'm gonna have bruises. And I'm gonna need you to kiss them and rub them for me. But people might ask me where they came from. And I get to have that little secret that I've been marked by you. That little dull pain that I feel is a reminder of what we shared together. And that control that I trusted you with and you took and you used to make me feel so good. My wrist is starting to get sore. You start slowly, but then you're just more into it, and I'm so fucking wet with my own juices and your cum. It feels so good sliding in and out of me faster and faster. You're slamming into me. Oh, it feels so fucking good. And then I want you to pay some attention to my nipples. Cause they're really hard for you. And I want you to lick them and suck on them. I forgot to set the scene also. in real life, I mean, I am totally naked on my bed, and you are where you belong, resting on my chest. Oh, at some point I'm gonna test that motherfucking microphone, I swear. Even more frantic this time. And you're just feeding off both of our energy. I have my eyes closed so I can picture it. I can picture you on top. I can almost feel you pressing down on me. I just want you to come again. Come inside me again. It would make me feel so good. Feel good. Fuck. My wrist is cramping up. I will persevere. Now my legs are like shaking from being so wide open for so long. So much pleasure. Please, please come for me. Please. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Slid into the pillow a little bit. I don't know. Those sounds might be muffled. We'll see. I actually have two other things that I need to post, but I think I'm going to post this first because I don't know. Because it was really fun. But I have to listen to it first to make sure there aren't any crazy sounds or things I say in the heat of the moment that I want to edit out. Sorry, you can't stop me. Done it before and I'll do it again. Okay. Thank you for listening. Totally no pressure to leave comments or send me DMs. I'm not like begging for DMs here. I'm just saying in my bio it says I'm not like answering DMs. That doesn't mean I don't want that. But also you do you. Life is short. Everyone's busy. You don't have time. There are other people who probably would respond to you, but none of them are me. You know what I mean? I'm me. I'm uniquely me and I'm special and I want DMs, but only from people who want to send them. Okay, goodbye.